you just have no idea what on earth you should work on. You've just got so many things to do. What on earth should you do first? What's more important? Or maybe you've just got kind of a smaller block of time. What should you do with that to make the best use of that time? If only there was someone to just tell you what to do so that the time you have isn't wasted. And so you don't get that awful feeling of, what on earth did I do today, when the clock hits 8 p.m.? Well, that is what today's episode is all about. Hi, I'm Adam Chatterley, and this is the Beauty Business Podcast. It's a podcast for people who run a beauty or wellness business. Basically, if you provide treatments or services for your clients, then it's for you. Now, whether you're a skincare expert, a lash technician, a massage therapist, esthetician, permanent makeup artist, waxing specialist, whatever your area of expertise, if you'd like to have more prospects, more leads, and more clients than you can handle, and if you'd like to be making more money whilst having more fun than you think should be legal, well, you're in the right place. So whether you're starting out or you've been in the industry for years, I'm going to be giving you the lowdown on the tools, strategies, techniques, and systems that will help you. Plus, I'll be offering some inspiration and philosophization to ensure you start having more fun, and more importantly, you're making more money in your beauty business as quickly as possible. We're proud to now have over 1 million downloads worldwide and hundreds of five-star ratings and reviews. This is the podcast specifically for independent beauty business owners. So if you want to check out all the episodes, the guides, the downloads, the links and the giveaways, or you want to say hello and maybe ask a question, just head to beautybusinesspodcast.com. So we've all heard the platitudes of, you know, wearing all the hats when you run your own business. And it's true. Problem is that sometimes you're just not sure what hat to wear at what time, what task you should focus on, what's more important, what thing is likely to move the needle, meaning that tomorrow you feel a little bit less overwhelmed and unsure of what to do than you do today. Well, like I said, you find yourself with that unexpected block of time that, you know, because you're so busy, you want to make the most of it, and you want to make the most of that time so you don't waste it. But then you realize that you've spent half of the time trying to figure out what you should have been doing with it in the first place. Sound familiar? Well, the fact is that even if you've got the perfect curated plan in place for your business, things will always happen to mean that some days you're just not sure what you should work on first. And that's what we're going to fix for you today in this episode. Now, I'm not sure where I heard this simple piece of advice. If anyone has heard this before and knows kind of who said it first or where it came from, please let me know, because I need to send them a thank you note. Because this four-step simple approach has saved me so much time, and more than that, so much stress and self-recrimination about wasted time, more times than I can even count. But can the answer really be as simple as a four-step list? Well, you know us around here. We love simple around here. And the answer is yes. So let's get on with it. So first up is sales. Now, businesses much bigger than yours have a sales department, and they will use words like pipeline and things like that to describe those people that have in some way inquired about or shown interest in their company, in its products or in its services. Now, we tend to call these people in our industry the people who would make up your pipeline. We call them engaged leads or prospects or potential clients. Now, while you may not have a formalized sales pipeline in place, you probably do have a list of people that you've spoken to, messaged, emailed, direct messaged, DM'd, messengered, or all the different ways we could communicate with people these days, some way that they've inquired about what you do. And the chances are that that list of names isn't stored in some kind of specialized sales pipeline software, although kudos to you if you do. It's likely also that it's not even stored in a single place. Now, most likely your pipeline is kind of peppered all around your inbox, in your voicemail system, in your messages, in your WhatsApp, in your Instagram, in your DMs, and all of the other different places that we can communicate with one other person in the world these days. Now, it's also going to be mixed in with other messages, from your clients, rearranging appointments, trying to book appointments, messages from your family, seeing if you can water the plants this weekend while they disappear for a cheeky holiday, messages from your friends, seeing if you're free for a drink this Friday night, all of those different things. And because it's not all in one place, neatly organized and labeled, you probably don't think you have a sales pipeline or a list of leads, engaged leads in place. But you do, and it's likely actually bigger than you think it is, because our brains are rubbish at remembering this kind of thing. So without wanting to get too technical, let's quickly remind ourselves of the processes that someone goes through in order to become a client in the first place. So first of all, they need to become aware of you and what you offer. They need to hear about you and go from never having heard of you to knowing you exist in the world and what you do. Next, they need to then find out more about what you do. Now, this could be as simple as reading the flyer that you've put out there, or looking at your website, or reading the content post, or reading a post that you put on social, something like that. But then they need to decide that they're interested and take some form of action. Could be as small as to follow you on social, to request a price list, to send you an email, to comment on a post, to phone you with questions, or even pop up in your salon or your clinic. The point is that there is some sort of conscious action on their part. They then decide that they're interested and take some sort of action. It could be to follow you on social, to request a price list, to send you an email, to comment on a post, to phone you with questions, or even pop into your salon or clinic. The point is that there is some sort of conscious action on their part to move a little bit closer to you in your world. Now, these first few steps, they could take minutes or they could take months, and they could even go around and around once or twice or multiple times, but eventually they'll decide to either make a booking or not. Now, this process is a process that every potential client goes through, and it's mirrored in the traditional stages of this sales pipeline that I mentioned about. Now, in my own business, and when we're working with our clients and our students, we call these stages very simply hand raised, conversation started, offer made, new client, or not a fit. And they're fairly self-explanatory because, as always, we like to keep things very simple, very straightforward. Now, bringing this all back to the topic of this episode, the very first thing that you should do when you're not sure what to do is to look at your sales pipeline, however it exists. And the simple question to ask yourself is, how can I move each person, or even one person, how can I move one person in my pipeline from the stage that they're at to one stage further on? So if you had an inquiry recently that has shown their first initial interest in what you do, i.e. what we call the hand-raised stage, how can you reach out to them and start a conversation, which is the next stage in the process? Or if you've already had a conversation with someone and you've made them an offer, which means you've suggested a treatment or a course that's right for them, how can you get them to take action and then book in, i.e. move from the offer made stage to the new client stage? Now, this might seem a little bit tedious, especially if your list of leads is sprinkled all over the place, but consider this. If you today follow up with each person that has in some way inquired about what you do or shown interest in what you do over the last, say, 2 weeks, do you think it is more or less likely that you'll end up with a new client today? Just saying. So simply, the practice of doing this will encourage you to start keeping your inquiry lists in some sort of more organized place, even if it is just nothing more than a list of names on a note on your phone. Now, doing this will naturally save you the time and energy of searching everything out, and it will instill in you this additional confidence. We love confidence around here. It will instill in you this additional confidence that you do have a constant pipeline of potential new clients in place. We find when we're working with our clients, we find when we just do this process and give them this list of names to add to every time someone inquires or follows them or reaches out on social or sends them an email or leaves them a voice message, we find that just having this list that they can constantly add to of reduces that stress of, you know, the question, how do I get more clients, or I need more clients, or where's my next client going to come from? Because you've got this list of names that you're constantly adding to, the answer is your pipeline. So that is task number one, to go through your list, to contact them in whatever way makes sense, and then move them one step further forward to becoming a client, or not, because that's perfectly okay as well. So once you've done that, what's next? Well, next, you want to make sure that your sales pipeline is constantly topped up with new people, and that means marketing. Now, marketing. Obviously, marketing is a huge topic, but for this step in this process, the question this time is simply to ask yourself, how can I get one more person, even just one more person, ideally more, but how can I get one more person to become aware that I exist in the world or raise their hand and let me know that they're even a tiny bit interested in my services? Now, this could be putting out a simple post on social media. It could be contacting your best clients and asking them for referrals. It could be creating an advert. It could be putting up a poster in your local coffee shop with an offer on it. It could be dropping flyers through letterboxes or sticking them to cars in an area that you suspect contains your ideal clients. All of the different ways of getting someone's attention and letting them know that you exist in the world. But the point being, in order to get people into your sales pipeline in the first place, people first have to know you exist. So how can you today let one or more people find out about you? Now, I should point out at this point, I'm not suggesting that you take 3 hours out of your day to craft 10 perfect social media posts or, you know, design the world's best curated email calendar. What we're talking about is quick, immediate action that you can do today in a short period of time that will likely result in results today. So now you've contacted your pipeline to move them one step forward, aka sales, and you've taken one action to let some more folks find out about you, i.e. marketing, what's next? So the next step is what we call deliverables, because it is concerned with the stuff of what you do. Now, this might be to perform the treatment that you've got booked in today. It could be to perform the consultations that you've booked in, or write up the consultations that you had yesterday, or it could be to produce that tailored skincare plan for that new client in your high-end skin transformation program. But the point here is that on any given day, you will have to do things for which the people that you have made aware that you exist, moved through your pipeline and become a client, are paying you money for. Now, at this point, you're probably thinking, well, this is great advice, Adam, but my day doesn't really work like that. I may have, you know, client bookings first thing and then consultations and stuff like that all at random times throughout the day. And I totally understand, because rarely do you get a perfect day where you have exactly the right amount of time at the start of your day to perform your sales and your marketing activities before all your treatments and your consultations, your deliverables actually kick in. What we're talking about is priorities here, okay? If this means that you spend the first 20 minutes of your day before you have your first booking come in, if you spend those 20 minutes doing some sales activities, and then once that treatment has happened and you have another block of time, you pick up where you left off and you spend the next 20 minutes doing the rest of those sales activities. The point is, you do all of the sales stuff before you move on to the marketing stuff. Action in the sales stage will produce much more immediate results than any action that you do in the marketing stage. Remember, marketing doesn't get you clients. It simply gets you attention. It's what you do with that attention that converts them into clients. So once you've done all your sales and your marketing and you've taken care of your deliverables, now what? Well, first of all, give yourselves a big pat on the back, because if you've done your sales activities, implemented a marketing strategy or a marketing thing, and you've done some work for which you get paid for, then I think you're having a pretty amazing day already. And already, I think we've cured that problem of how to have an effective day, and you've eliminated that "what on earth did I do today" question that is just simply horrible at the end of the day when you finish your work. But inevitably, there's something else. So what is next on your list of activities to take what's already a very effective day to a "I'm winning at this game of business and life" kind of day? Well, the answer is admin. What a letdown. But everything we've spoken about already is more important than admin tasks that you have on your list. In 99% of cases, admin tasks can wait until tomorrow or even the next day. Sales and marketing and deliverables usually can't or shouldn't. But the problem is that admin tasks are fairly easy, fairly time constrained, fairly easy to tick off a mental list. You could even say kind of boring, but on the whole, easy. They're not scary like the idea of sales might be. They're not awkwardly creative, time-suckingly consuming, or difficult to implement like marketing tasks might be. The result being that we tend to do these admin tasks as a means of escape when we're not sure what to do, with the silent, unspoken justification to ourselves that we're doing useful work and using our time effectively, because these admin tasks need doing at some point, right? Sure, you do need to file your receipts and order some more products and do that stock take and update the fire safety risk assessment and all of those things that a multiple hat wearing solo business owner needs to do. But if you think about it logically, all of these admin tasks are for nothing if you don't actually have any clients. Therefore, you don't have a business. You don't have any receipts to file. You don't have any people who need the fire risk assessment in the first place. So I'm not saying ignore the admin. It does need doing. All I'm saying is do everything else before you do the admin tasks. Better still, get someone else to do the admin tasks for you so that you can focus all or more of your time on the other stuff, which is important and will help you grow your business. So the next time you're not sure what to do, be it for the next 20 minutes, be it for this afternoon when you've got no bookings, or really every single day, this simple four-step, four-stage, four-item list of sales, marketing, deliverables, and admin will serve you extremely well and transform not only your procrastination tendencies, but your levels of effectiveness and likely your profit margins too. Now, if you'd like my help with getting your business in order, or a more specific list of things that you should be focusing on more strategically in your business to get to where you want to be in terms of your goals, then as a thank you for being a listener of this podcast, I'd like to offer you a chunk of my time for free. So I'd love to hop on a call with you to map out your next 30 to 90 days and what I'd advise you to work on to get to where you want to get to in the shortest, simplest, straight liniest path possible. So what we'll do together, we will look at where you are in your business right now, where you want to get to, what's holding you back, and identify the number one thing that is stopping you. And once we do this in your business, what we find is your business tends to start to grow immediately anyway. But what we'll do is we'll finish up by mapping out a plan for you for your next 30, 60, 90 days in order for you to hit your goals. So like I said, this is a thank you from me to you for being a loyal listener of the podcast. And even though I normally charge around $500 for a consult, this one-to-one call is on me. All you need to do is go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/call, and that will take you straight to a page where you can pick a time, pick a date that works for you, book that in, answer a simple couple of questions, and I will get on the call and I will help you make a plan to get to where you want to be without all of the guesswork and the stress and the time and all of those kind of things. If that sounds good to you, all you need to do is go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/call or click the link in the episode description for this episode. And I look forward to speaking with you very soon and helping you create that plan for your business to reach your success much more easily. But again, whether you do that or not, thank you again for taking your time to listen to this episode. I know that your time is precious, so I'm constantly grateful that you choose to spend it with me. Do let me know what you think of today's episode. And you can do that by leaving me a very quick review or a rating on the podcast app that you're listening to me on. If you haven't done that yet, what's stopping you? So that's it from me. Adios. Hasta luego. See you next time. You've been listening to the Beauty Business Podcast. My name is Adam Chatterley. And if you've enjoyed this show today, then you must make sure you don't miss another episode. Just click subscribe in whatever podcast application you are listening to this on to be notified when a new episode is released. And if you'd like even more help starting, growing, or scaling up your beauty business, then just go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/help. And there are a number of resources right there to entertain, enlighten, and assist you in your business journey, no matter what stage you're at.